11th lesson. The ins and outs of cricket.
Let's continue our investigation of the British character by looking at the enigmatic national game of cricket.
This singular sporting activity continues to amaze anyone who has not had the good fortune or misfortune to be born British.
The rules of the game are in fact simple, but the very idea that a first-class match or a test match can last for 3 days with 6 hours play each day is sufficient to convince the outsider that here truly is an impenetrable activity that can be looked on as an organised protest against simpler games.
Yet in popular imagery, few things are more representative of England than a cricket match on a village green on a long and drowsy summer's afternoon, where a score of men in white run around to defend the honour of their village. Surrounded by a patient group of spectators who occasionally doze off in the afternoon sun, only to be awakened by a frenzied
"How's it?"
from a hopeful bowler.
The game has resisted any attempt to make it internationally popular.
It is hard for the English to imagine the Brazilians, say, or the Norwegians wielding a bat.
It is played, however, and taken very seriously by a number of countries with Commonwealth ties, who usually prove the adage that the British invent games and teach them to other nations, who promptly beat them.
Today, cricket is losing popularity to football, which has the added advantage of only lasting 90 minutes per game.
Yet headlines like "England collapses before lunch" or "Disaster in Australia" can send Englishmen running for the newsstands, while the puzzled foreigner considers the implications of such an economic catastrophe, only to discover that the national team has been dismissed in ignominious circumstances.
Cricket also helps to preserve old rivalries. The War of the Roses is still fought each year, though in London this time.
The traditional enemies, Yorkshire and Lancashire, take to the field to continue the fight.
At last year's match, a Yorkshire batsman hit the ball out of the ground for a brilliant six.
In the Lancashire stand, a small man in a bowler hat applauded wildly, shouting,
"Bravo, sir! Well hit!"
He seemed not to notice that the spectators around him were chillingly silent.
Finally, a burly Lancashireman tapped him on the shoulder and said menacingly, "You're from Lancashire, then?"
No,
replied the enthusiast sheepishly.
Then you'll be from Yorkshire.
Not quite. Actually, I'm from London.
In that case, came the reply, shut up and watch the bloody game.
Exercises.
They continue to amaze me. They've been playing for 3 hours.
After 10 minutes in the sun, he began to feel drowsy.
He nodded off, only to be awakened by the telephone.
I look on you as my right-hand man.
If a politician falls into the water, it's a disaster.
If someone rescues him, it's a catastrophe.